Joe is holding a fiddle. JP is reaching for a fiddle. I like the way this is going.
Let's do some cheeks.
Cheeks.
Let's do the capers and stuff.
Is that selection on the album?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Who remembers?
It is. It is on the selection on the album. I'm not sure if it's in that medley. I know those. I know all those.
Some
tunes
of that's
are
on there, right?
All those tunes are on the album. They may not be together.
Oh,
though.
I see.
Yeah,
that makes sense. You know, we were talking about Edmund just briefly. You know, one of the things that I really. One of the finest things that Joe Cormier ever did was to put out that album on his first CD on Rounder, Joseph Cormier and Friends. And on several selections, you have the brilliant sound of Joe on the fiddle and Edmund on the mandolin duetting. Absolutely blows my mind. It's so great. That's such a wonderful album. And of course, I'm thrilled that The Dances Down Home has now been reissued on CD.
Yeah.
Along with a few other things that most of which had never seen the light of day before. And you'll have some copies of that album tomorrow night.
Well, yeah.
I already have mine.
If you hadn't thought of it.
I don't want to take any business from Terry.
Oh, no, this is all about you.
Well, we'll put up a sign. You can buy anything else as long as you buy this, too.
Yeah, that's right. You can't buy anything else if you buy one of these.
Right. And you're going to bring the baseball bat so we can enforce that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Canadian American Club, and most people who listen to the show by now know where the Canadian American Club is. It's 202 Arlington Street in Watertown.
Yeah, I know it.
It'll be in the upstairs hall.
Let's do Johnny Cope. Go into that.
Okay. Hey, I hear something. They're talking about Johnny Cope.
JP got over my house at 5:30 tonight.
What?
JP got over our house at 5:30.
Tonight? And
tonight, yeah.
He was driving all the way from St. John.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we had no time to. We ate.
We haven't played together since March of 2000.
Yeah.
So.
And we ate, and then we left home at 6:30, come over here. So that's why we're planning
on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, rehearse as long as we can listen. You can rehearse as long as you want.
Okay, we're going to do Johnny Cope.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And,
doesn't
and
get much
some,
better than that.
Strasby and some reels. Huh?
Okay.
Bye.
small but very enthusiastic cheering section over here.
Well, thank you, Marcia.
We're going to let
you go. Very much.
Go home, go to bed.
That's me.
Yeah.
Have to be up and awake and alert for tomorrow night now. Got to be up and at him.
If thank he gets you. Up before noon, I'll be surprised, Terry.
Well, it's a musician.
No, yeah. I said for tomorrow night.
And we'll be back
tomorrow. I can't.
We'll be back here for your 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Well, let's hope we all are. Let's hope this show is still on the air, and let's hope we're all still capable of making it into the studio.
Yeah, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
And thank you to my dear friend Karen, whom I met many, many years ago because of this show, because this show was on the air. She heard it, and she was curious. I made some wonderful friends through this. She brought us a beautiful cake. It's a 30-year, congratulations on 30 years of Downey's Kaylee. And it was a very yummy cake. Did you get some yet?
Yeah. No, I didn't have any.
Oh.
I had some.
Sugar rush, that's what you need.
There won't be any left.
Full of spaghetti.
Okay, well, we're going to hear a set of tunes by John Campbell, because he'll be playing this Saturday night at the same venue, the Canadian American Club. So if you find the way there for tomorrow night's concert, then you'll know where to go for Saturday night for the dance. So we'll hear something by John Campbell as we bid farewell to our good friends, the Cormiers, and Edmund Boudreau.
And the Boudreau.
And Terry Egan.
Thank you.
So let's let John Campbell take it away with some jigs.
Mach mal den Kätchen, fahr den Jähl, Juhu, 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 Ju machen Junes machen je a fagel je il you hero you hero was no hora way la fagel je il you hero spina khash rein mi e sha fagel je il you hero you hero was no hora way la fagel je il you hero smiaure hen na vaden je ken fagel je il you hero you hero was no hora way la fagel je il you hero spoiche ievs a grine keri fagel je il you hero
listening to the Golden Grade 88 WMBR Cambridge.
Thank you. On est parti d'Abraham Village, c'est aujourd'hui le festival. On a passé par Saint-Gilbert, c'était pour ramasser Albert. Puis là on passe par Saint-Hubert, on a arrêté prendre un hiver. Un courant du Eichmann Bay, notre pauvre char il l'a manqué. Puis envoyez de l'avant nos chars, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant nos chars, puis envoyez de l'avant. Envoyez de l'avant nos chars, puis envoyez de l'avant.
On a arrêté dans un garage, c'était pour réparer notre char. En vous remerciant, dit notre chauffeur, embarquez donc mes voyageurs. À Montcarmel, on s'est senti bien quand on a pris un petit coup de vent. Un coup rendu à Wellington, on s'est trouvé que la Légion. Puis envoyez de l'avant nos gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant nos gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant nos gens, puis envoyez de l'avant. Pris cinq ou six verres de bière, ensuite on monte au presbytère. On a dit, monsieur le curé, nous autres on monte dans un chantier. Monsieur le curé nous a conseillé.
Oh, les gars là, fais-y attention dans les chantiers.
Et puis cassez-vous pas le cou, là!
Un coup rendu sur le traversier, on s'est acheté du bon brandy. Envoyez de l'avant nos gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant nos gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant nos gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
Envoyez de l'avant nos gens, puis envoyez de l'avant.
And that was the group Barachois with a song Envoyer de l'Avant, Go On Ahead, and Real Azalea Ann, traditional, I believe. And that's from their first album, which, well, they have two albums. I love them both dearly. I may love the first one just a little bit more, but perhaps because I've loved it longer. Barachois from St. Chrysostom, Egmont Bay, Southwestern PEI. Most of the band, are children of the great Eddie Arsenault. Before that, we heard Jerry Robichaud, and in just a minute we'll tell you where you can see him soon, playing for your listening and dancing pleasure. What we heard was, I know I play this fairly often, I think it's one of the best things on this wonderful album called The Robichaud Brothers, another album on Rounder called The Slippery Stick, The Robichaud Brothers, traditional fiddling from New Brunswick. It's Jerry Robichaud with no accompaniment except his brother Bobby on the guitar. This particular selection, Moccasin Shuffle, a tune which was passed along from one fiddle player to another, and supposedly went back to a Mi'kmaq Indian trader. From somewhere in New Brunswick taught it to one fiddle player, and it was passed along. And nobody knew what they called it. Nobody knew what it was called, so they called it the Moccasin Shuffle. And he pairs that, interestingly enough, with The tune The Bray, which he learned from Elmo LeBlanc, but it's generally associated with Eddie Arsenault, who is the father of the Barishaw kids. And Jerry Robichaud is from St. Paul, New Brunswick, and he will be playing next in our area on this Saturday for a Mardi Gras party at St. Joseph's Parish Hall. That's 519 Main Street in Waltham. Jerry Robichaud and the Country Masters playing for a Mardi Gras party at St. Joseph's Parish Hall, 519 Main Street in Waltham. And for information, the number to call is 781-894-1434. That's 781-894-1434. Jerry Robichaud and the Country Masters playing this Saturday night at St. Joseph's Parish Hall, 519 Main Street in Waltham. Mardi Gras party. This is an annual event and one that's always eagerly awaited. Before that, we heard Rita and Mary Rankin, and along with some musicians you probably know of, Jerry Holland on the fiddle, Dave McIsaac on guitar, and Tracy Dares on the piano. Now that's your all-star group. We heard a wonderful walking song, a milling song, sung by Rita and Mary. And for those who may not know, those are the songs that their work songs. That have been used for many hundreds of years, first in the Hebrides and now in Cape Breton for preparing the tweed for walking or fulling. It's technical jargon, and old technical jargon at that, antiquated technical jargon, but walking, W-A-U-L-K-I-N-G, also known as a milling song. Very, very popular, strongly rhythmic songs that... the interesting thing to me was that in the Hebrides, and still in the Hebrides, these songs are always sung by women. But as soon as they came to Cape Breton, they decided that they weren't going to let their ladies go over, down the road to the next house to take part in a milling frolic, which is what they call them, because they could get eaten by a bear. So the men went along to ride shotgun, literally. And as soon as they got there, they got involved in the singing, and now you hear more men singing the milling songs in Cape Breton than you hear women singing them. And that is something that is unique to Cape Breton, and it's because they started out in this really rugged pioneer life. And let me tell you, my first trip to Cape Breton in the summer of 1963, there were indeed bears rattling the trash cans at the camping site where we were, just above Shetty Camp. And there definitely are bears there yet, but they no longer outnumber the populace, so they're not too much of a danger. Anyway, after the milling song, we heard Ranny McClellan's Jig, which was written by Jerry Holland, and McInerney's Fancy, a jig written by Paul Cranford, played for you by Jerry Holland, with Dave McIsaac and Tracy Dares backing him up. And before that, we heard John Campbell with a set of jigs, all of his own composition, really excellent selection, Christine Morrison's jig, John Donald Cameron's Fancy, and Don McDonald's jig. Let me explain quickly for those who may not know who these people are. Christine Morrison is one of the daughters of Peggy and Chris Morrison of Tewksbury. Of course, Grandma was a Gaelic singer from Margaree, and Mary McGilvery. And so that's who Christine Morrison is. She's one of the four on the floor dancers, along with John Campbell's daughter, Pamela. The second tune, John Donald Cameron's Fancy, is written for the fine gentleman who has the music store in Port Hawkesbury. He's a very fine fiddle player, and he is one of the go-to guys when you are going to record some medleys on a record and you want to have the right names for the tunes. You send a tape to John Donald Cameron, and he tells you what the names of the tunes are. He shares this onerous task with Doug McPhee from New Waterford and Kate Dunley, who now lives in Halifax. Between them, if they can't identify the tune, then you might just as well give it up and just forget on giving it a name. The last tune, Don McDonald's Jig, is written for another of the four on the floor dancers, the lovely red-haired Don McDonald. So that was John Campbell. With Doug McPhee on the piano and Edmund Boudreau, whom we've been listening to this evening, on the guitar. And John Campbell will be playing this Saturday night at the Canadian American Club for your listening and dancing pleasure. He'll be playing for the square sets. Norman McCachran will be prompting, so they've got the Got the top-of-the-line prompter in from Tewksbury or Wilmington. Anyway, he'll make the trip in, and it's always nice to see Norman. And they have a round dance band to give John a rest between square sets, Ron Cote and the Castletones. New to me, but I understand they come with a good reputation. I just want to remind you while we're talking about the Canadian American Club that the program Maritime Melodies is currently airing at 3:30 on Saturday afternoons, and you can pick it up on a website, which I will find for you. Here it is, www.wntn.com, 3:30 on Saturdays, 3:30 p.m. So that's what's happening at the Canadian American Club. Of course, the Friday night session, I believe the Friday night session will be going on down in the downstairs hall tomorrow night with a big concert in the upstairs hall, so it's going to be just more music than you can stand tomorrow night over in Watertown at the Canadian American Club. And then tomorrow, on Saturday night, the dance with John Campbell and Ron Cody and the Castletones. And on Saturday afternoon, their radio program, which is done by Bill Luoma and Jimmy McLeod. And let's hear from another one of our local musicians. Going to hear some tunes by Luge Lafort. Luge will be playing for a dance at the Canadian American Club later this month. That will be Saturday the 23rd of February. And we'll follow that with a song sung by Charlie McKinnon. And this is a song that's always been very special to us here on Down East Cayley. I've been playing it almost as long as this show has been on the air. And it's a song about a Cape Bretoner, or at least a Maritimer, visiting Boston. But I suspect it was a Cape Bretoner because the words were written by Lillian Crewe Walsh, the Cape Breton poetess. So we'll hear Luge Lafort with some Strathspeys and Reels, and then Charlie McKinnon with Black Around Their Eyes.
And I did stray. As I walked down Commonwealth Avenue, a Yankee I did spy. I know you are a miner by the black around your eye. He took me to a nightclub, 'twas just off Scully Square. He took me to a nightclub and sat me in a chair. The waiter brought some porter and some good old Johnny Rye. And begorra, when I looked at him, he had black around his eye. Well, we eat when we are hungry, we drink when we are dry. Tobacco when we want to smoke, and heaven when we die. If ever the city I live in, from me I'll no more roam. I'm just a jolly minor boy, and I'm far away from home. Well, my Yankee friend and I then went on a good old spree. We went to Duffy's Tea Room for some good old Boston beans. Then to Riley's Tavern, where the bouncer's 6 feet high. And when I got a look at him, he had black around his eye. Well, the orchestra was playing some good old Highland air. The orchestra was playing in Duffy's on the square. The drummer waved his arms about and breathed a happy sigh. And when I looked him over, he had black around his eyes. Yes, we eat when we are hungry, we drink when we are dry. Tobacco when we want to smoke, and heaven when we die. If ever the city I live in, from me I'll no more roam. I'm just a jolly minor boy, and I'm far away from home. Well, I went to Scottish Corner, 'twas on a Monday morn. I went to Scottish Corner, and the light of love was born. 'Twas there I met Miss Molly, oh, and much to my surprise. Although she was there for 20 years, she had black around her eyes. Yeah, we eat when we are hungry, we drink when we are dry. Tobacco when we want to smoke, and heaven when we die. If ever the city I live in, from it I'll no more roam. I'm just a jolly minor boy, and I'm far away from home.
Thank you.
And that was Bill Lamy, who used to listen to this show when he was living here in Boston, and call up and tell me anytime I got anything wrong. Bill Lamy with Margaret MacDonald on the piano, I believe, on that. And that was Prince Charlie's Welcome to the Isle of Skye. And another faster tune, which was never identified. Before that was originally a 78. It was reissued on a Shanicky LP. And before that, we heard Charlie McKinnon from his very first album, Songs of My Cape Breton Home, which was mostly poems by Lillian Crew Walsh, which she set to music, none more successfully, I think, than Black Around Their Eyes. And that song, as I say, has special meaning because it's about the Maritimer in Boston, and that's what this show has been about all these years, 30 years of playing for the Maritimers in Boston and helping soothe their homesickness as well as the homesickness that I've had ever since I went down east in the summer of 1963 and fell in love with that place so that I have never been the same. We started with some tunes by Luger Laforte with his son Bobby on the guitar and the late Eddie Irwin, our dear friend, on the piano. And Luger Laforte will be playing with the Country Masters, that's Edmund Boudreau and the gang, on Saturday night, February the 23rd, at the Canadian American Club. We have time for a little bit of music from Newfoundland. I mentioned that Matilda Murdoch was one of the Stompin' Tom Award winners. We'll talk a little bit more about the ECMAs, the various things that various awards that were won next week. I just wanted to touch on that a bit tonight. And Matilda Murdoch, of course, won one of the Stompin' Tom Awards, and so did Wilf Doyle. And we're going to hear a tune not only played by Ron, but one that he composed, Ron McNeil's Breakdown, another winner of the Stompin' Tom Awards this year from Newfoundland, was the duo Sim and I, which is Bud Davidge and Sim Savory from English Harbor West, about as far off the beaten track as you can get in Newfoundland. And when you consider Newfoundland, that's saying something. We're going to hear the song that seems to certainly fit the occasion tonight, Music and Friends. First, here's Wilf Doyle.
Friends. It's so good to bring together music and friends. Side by side, no one can break them. When we take the time to make them, nothing else can take the place of music and friends. It's so good to bring together music and friends. Side by side, no one can break them. When we take the time to make them, where there's one, there'll be the other, music and friends. Nothing makes the old world right like music and friends.
Well, that song said a lot of stuff I won't have to bore you with because they took care of it. We've had a wonderful time here on our 30th anniversary program here on Down East Cayley. We'll be back again next Thursday with a more normal, same old type show, which I hope you'll enjoy as well. Want to thank Mark for service beyond the beyond and helping us set up all the equipment we needed. And thanks, of course, to JP and Joe and Edmund and Hilda and Terry. And Andy, too, who suffered along with the rest of us. And of course, to Karen, who brought the beautiful cake. I wish you could have tasted it. It was to die for. You're hearing just a little snatch of a wonderful new album called The Heart of Cape Breton. And this is Kinnon and Betty Beaton with Owen D. Gillis prompting. And we'll get the whole thing on for you soon. Looking forward to sharing some more of this wonderful album with you. It's all live cuts. Absolutely fabulous album on the Smithsonian label. So thrilled this occurred. Wait till you hear the whole thing. Hope I'll see you tomorrow night at the hall in Watertown to make a fuss over JP and Joe Cormier. And until next Thursday at 8 o'clock, Akivaliv, Agaspiana Cleave.
Hey!